Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this feast of Christ the King, the last Sunday of the liturgical year. And in today's readings for this feast, we have the expectation, that is the prophecy, the fulfillment, and then the final consummation. The expectation and the prophecy are in the first reading that comes from the prophet Daniel. So he is prophesying the 6th century BC, and he has a vision. And in this vision, he talks about seeing one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. And he is presented before the ancient one, understood to be God the Father. And the one like the son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. And so this is referring to, of course, Christ the King. And we hear Christ make reference to this prophecy when he is being questioned by Pilate. Now, today's gospel we read from St. John, but in St. Mark, the high priest asks Jesus, he says, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" He asks him point blank, straight out. And what does our Lord respond? He says, "I am." Okay, so no more doubts about whether or not he's the Messiah. "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." He's referring right to that prophecy that we heard from Daniel. And the high priest knew it, they understood it, and accused him of blasphemy. See, that's really the only conclusion that you can make, right? If you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of the world, you have to conclude he's a blasphemer. And so our Lord fulfills this prophecy of Daniel in himself because he is the Christ, the Messiah, the King of the universe. And in the gospel, we hear in John chapters 18, toward the end of chapter 18, and then again in chapter 19, during Jesus' trial, this theme of kingship is all over the place. It's all about Christ as king. And guess what? The cross is going to be his throne. That's where he is ruling and reigning from. Okay, he takes his throne on the cross. And so you go to John chapter 18. And it says, again, Pilate asking him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Our Lord answers, "My kingship is not of this world. If my kingship were of this world, my servants would fight. But my kingship is not from the world." So then you are a king. You say that I am a king. And that is actually a Hebraism, which is an affirmative. You are right in calling me a king. I am a king. And then it goes on to say, or Pilate says, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" And of course, they cry out, "No, release to us Barabbas." Then there's the mocking of the soldiers. They make a crown of thorns. They put a purple robe on him. They exclaim, "Hail, King of the Jews." Then again, the crowd is crying out, "Everyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar." Then Pilate presents Jesus, "Behold your king." He says again, "Shall I crucify your king?" The crowd responds, "We have no king but Caesar." And then finally, the sign that's nailed to the cross, declaring Jesus King of the Jews. And Pilate says, "What I have written, I have written." It's a testimony to the truth. This whole trial and passion of our Lord, it's all about his kingship. It's a declaration of who he is. Okay? King of the Jews and King of the universe. That's what we celebrate today. Now, our Lord says in today's gospel that he is indeed a king. Okay, you say I am a king. And then he connects it with this. For this I was born, for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Okay? Our Lord is the way, the truth, and the life. And he comes as king and he says, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. What is that? Everyone who belongs to the truth. That is, everyone who desires to know the truth. What truth? The truth about ultimate things. Does God exist? Who is he? What is the true religion? What comes after death? Why am I here? What's the purpose of my life? How do I arrive at the goal? All of these are ultimate questions, and those who desire to know the truth and are seeking this truth, and above all, that once they find it, they're willing to embrace it and hold on to it, no matter what the cost. That is the real meaning of those who belong to the truth. Those who desire it, seek it. When found, they embrace it. And these type of souls hear the voice of Christ because he is the truth. And they listen to the voice of Christ. Now, this refers to the good soil. Okay, we have the parable of the seed and the sower. The seed is the truth. Okay, and it's being sown all over the place. It's available for everyone, but it's not received in the same manner. It's only received on good soil by those who belong to the truth, those who desire it, seek it, embrace it when found. That's what constitutes good soil. Okay, in the other cases, when the birds come down and take it away, when it grows up in the rocky soil, scorched by the sun or choked by the thorns. Okay? That is all the fault of the receiver because they're lacking in some area, desiring it, seeking it, or not embracing it when found. And those who belong to the truth are opposed to those who do not belong to the truth. And St. Paul talks about this in Romans chapter 2, verse 8. And he says, but for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. All right, so there's these two opposed things. Those who belong to the truth, that's the same thing as belonging to God. Because whoever is a son of God is a son of the truth. Because God is truth. And so that's the fulfillment that we see in Christ in today's gospel. Then we have the consummation coming at the end of the world. And that's what the second reading talks about, the book of Revelation. So it is Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, who is the ruler of the kings of the earth and who has made us into a kingdom, priests for God his Father. And so in belonging to Christ, in belonging to the truth, we also belong to this kingdom. Christ, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And again, we see this imagery that was mentioned in Daniel, which was then again brought up by Christ himself at his trial before the high priest. Here St. John sees he is coming amid the clouds, and every eye will see him. And so this is the final consummation. Christ the King comes, and all things will be placed under his feet. Okay, and we have the great grace to belong to him and to belong to his kingship. Now, We need to really strive that Christ is King, not only of the universe, but in particular of my individual soul, of my person. Is Christ King? Is he ruling me? Do I serve him in my day-to-day life? This is where we need to make the gospel very, very practical in our lives and to acknowledge Christ's kingship and to live it out on a daily basis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.